So we begin this short series on building our world with words. Because when we think about, if we want to really make an impact on our lives, an impact with our lives, we want to be the kind of people that we can. We're talking about chizuk. We want to focus on something that we can do to enhance our lives, to build our world, both inside, internally, and on the outside. It's going to be using words. Because first of all, the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, modeled for us that to build the world as a whole, he used words. Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, the Pasuk says in the 33rd chapter of Tehillim. We know that the Gemara tells us, Ba'asar Ma'amoros Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created with 10 utterances, with 10 sayings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he obviously doesn't speak, he's not a person. So the fact that the Pasuk, the Chumash, has to express an amira, a statement, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't know what it means that he said, but it means to us that we need to understand in our terms, in our world, that it takes a word to create. It takes an amira. It's also true, how many of you think about what is the word for a thing in Hebrew? Yes, davar. Davar is a thing. Even in English, you say it's a thing. When does it become a thing? Davar is the same word as dibur, speech. For something to exist, to be created, it has to be spoken. That's on a global level, to create the world as a whole. But the truth is, it's also true for us as individuals, as human beings. You have on the page here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Adam. Ofer minu Adama vayipach ba'ap of nishmaschaim. There is a synthesis. There is a composite. It's ofer minu Adama. It's something physical. It's chomer. It's guf. And it's vayipach ba'ap of nishmaschaim. It's the spiritual breath. It's the neshama. It's the ruach. It's the tzura. And what do we become? Vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. What does Uncle say? You see, it's underlined. Leruach memalala. A speaking spirit. What does it mean to be a human being? We are defined as speakers, as people who have the koach hadibur, ruach memalala, memalel, elu le'elu memalim, we say in the Yom Tov davening, in the Yom Noraim, in one of the piyutim. We speak. That's what makes us human. There is domain, there is inanimate objects, there's things that grow, there's chai, and then there's medaber. There's a human being. That's the mahus, that's the essence of us as people, is the fact that we have the koach hadibur, the capacity for speech. And so we can think about this on different levels. On the level of bein adam le'atzmo, interpersonal, bein adam le'chavero, interpersonal, and bein adam le'makom. Bein adam le'atzmo is within the person. Bein adam le'chavero is interpersonal between people. And bein adam le'makom between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bein adam le'atzmo, how we speak, it's a window into our soul, into ourselves. When we speak negatively, what that's speaking about, that speech, it's an indication, it's a barometer of our own low self-esteem. It's how we feel about ourselves. Bein adam le'chavero, when we speak, obviously, that's the capacity. We can be machaya other people. We can literally make other people alive. We can bring them to life. We can give them life by giving them a good word. And the opposite, God forbid. I was talking to somebody the other day. They were talking about a campaign they want to start. Do not forward. Do not forward because of the damage, the danger, the effects of forwarding information about other people on social media. Bein adam l'chavero. So you create yourself, we become our best selves, we express our best selves through speech, we create relationships with other people through speech, and of course, Ben Adam Lamakom. The Adam Ayin Lavados Adama, the Pasuk says, Adam Rishon was created, but nothing really grew. There was just a mist because there was no rain, because there was no Adam. Adam Ayin Lavados Adama, there was no Adam to daven, to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ask. That's what Rashi says. So it's about creating our world, our inner world, Bein Adam L'Atzmo, our interpersonal world, and then our world of Ruchnius, by using our speech. So let's talk for just a moment about the Bein Adam Liatzmo. What does speech do for us? What does positive speech, what does avoiding the pollution of negative speech, what does it do for us? So if you look here in this book, this beautiful biography of the late Rebbetzin Batsheva Kanievsky, Zichrona Levracha, she has a letter where she describes the yeshuos, the incredible salvation that was found for people who accepted upon themselves to observe, to learn two halachas of Shmiras HaLashon every day. Because the power of speech, it can bring yeshuos to our lives, in ourselves. We have that capacity to bring the koach, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in our world, in this world. Of course, it's not just in this world, it's in the next world. You know, the Vilna Gaon has a letter where he points out, he writes that when a person refrains from damaging or negative or hurtful speech, even for one moment, they merit the endless light of Gan Eden. And the Chafetz Chaim tells something that's even more scary in the world to come. The Chafetz Chaim, in the Shmiras HaLashon section, he tells from a Medrash Shochar Tov that after 120 years, a person comes up to Shemayim, and you imagine they have Malachim piling on heaps of mitzvahs on one side of the scale and heaps of averus on the other side, Rachman Litzlan on the other side. And a person could look at their mitzvahs and they're like, wait a second, there's a bunch that are missing. And the Medrash says that a person who spoke Lashon Hara about someone else, well, that somebody else picks up the merits of the person who is the speaker. So to realize that the world that we create for ourselves in Baha'i Alma, in this world and in the next, is totally in our dibur. We have the capacity. That's why when Chazal told the story, when there was a man who came running in the marketplace in the shuk, and he was saying, "Man boy chai, man boy chai, who wants to live? Mi uesha chavetz chayim." People came running. What is the elixir of life? So he told them, "You know what it is? Nitzor l'shon chamera. It's stay away from negative speech, and find opportunities for positive speech. You'll find life. To become the people that we want to become. To live the lives that we want to live. What is Chaim? What is the Chaim that we want to live? Not just Chaim in the next world, but Chaim in this world. Do we want to be that person that feels good about ourselves so that we can compliment the other person? Or do we want to be constantly that person who's tearing other people down? What kind of Chaim do we want? Man boy Chai, who wants life? Well, what kind of life do we want? We want a life of positivity, of light, of encouragement, of happiness, of contentment. That's the light of positive speech. We can be that Ruach Mamala. We can create that positive speech in our own lives. Halavai, we should be zoche to constantly remind ourselves of the koach, the power that we have to create that life for ourselves with our positive speech. Thank you so much for coming.